This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Enterprise here, Enterprise Biz Bytes, in fact, on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong and joined in studio by
Arvind Yuvraj.
And today we've got a question for you that we'll be asking you throughout the show.
We're asking you, have you bought a new smartphone over the last year? Why or why not? The options on Twitter are yes, brand new, yes, secondhand, no, but bought new tech, and no, didn't buy.
Yes, we've got a similar poll up on Instagram as well that just says yes or no. So you can get in touch with us about that on both Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. And you can also get in touch with us to answer the question on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Our second story is going to be about some pretty optimistic predictions for the Malaysian aerospace industry. Then we'll wrap up with...
We're going to wrap up with a story on how there are a lot of social enterprises that are helping communities in need.
Oh, nice feel-good Friday, huh? Mm-hmm. So let's start with this story about smartphones.
Yeah, so this comes from The Star, and it's actually based more in the US, but I think it reflects what's happening all over the world. It says that smartphone sales, or global smartphone sales, snapped back in the first quarter of the year to show the strongest growth since 2015, a market tracker said on April 20th. So Strategy Analytics said smartphone makers shipped some 340 million units in the first 3 months of the year, which is a 24% jump from the same period last year. So there was a dip in 2020. Mm-hmm. The rebound followed a pandemic-induced slump in 2020 for the market as many consumers postponed purchases or upgrades. The research firm said that the first quarter gains were driven by robust demand from consumers with aging devices and a strong 5G push from Chinese vendors. And they said that the Chinese smartphone market had a sensational quarter driven by 5G product success across multiple price tiers. And they also said that they noted that there's a 35% jump in the Chinese market itself. They add on that chip shortages and supply-side constraints did not have a significant impact in quarter one among the top five brands, but was and will be a concern for smaller vendors over the next few quarters in our view. Mm-hmm. Samsung led the market with a 23% market share, followed by Apple at 17%, which is quite interesting because Samsung has a quite a big edge there.
Right.
And three Chinese vendors, which is Xiaomi and Oppo and Vivo, had 15% and 11% each. So Strategy Analytics Executive Director Neil Motson said that Samsung's 32% growth came from the launch of the more affordable A-series 4G and 5G phones, as well as solid sales of its flagship Galaxy S21 series. He also said that Apple delivered strong growth of 44% from the prior year. So Apple has a 44% jump, which is quite huge.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I wanted to highlight is that it has, I think, going back to what they said before, it has the strongest growth since 2015. So in the last 6 years, 2021 has sort of bounced back with stronger growth sales compared to all the years before this, which I think is telling. Like people, there was a dip in 2020 because people wanted to see if they could hold on to their jobs,
right,
and whether it's the right time to spend that much money.
Mm-hmm.
Also, people were not going out as much.
Right.
So, you know, there's no need for new devices, if that makes sense.
That definitely makes sense. I think also, I mean, I don't know about you, but I noticed in terms of taxes as well, there's that sort of personal, I don't know what exactly it's called, but I know I've already done it.
Yeah.
But basically the bit where you can get a bit of a tax relief when you, you know, plug in something about like personal tech, right? So laptops, phones
and devices.
Stuff like that. So I think that probably does help, you know, in terms of incentive, if you were worried over the past, in 2020,
mm-hmm,
about that probably helped incentivize a little bit that purchasing decision. I did not personally buy a new phone though, because I don't need one.
When's the last time you changed your phone? Like how long do you hold on to your phones?
So here is what happened with my current phone. Actually, my current phone is a secondhand phone.
Mm.
It was donated to me by my dad, who no longer needed it.
Mm-hmm.
I did not actually want or need to change my phone. It was just more of a, okay, if I have a new phone, I might as well just jump straight in and use it straight away.
Could you do like everything that you wanted to do on your previous phone, or was it like outdated?
Most things. It was getting to a point where it was about to slow down,
mm-hmm,
but not quite at that point where you're struggling to use it. So it was I want to say it was an iPhone 6, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I currently have the iPhone X. Yeah. So at least from my knowledge, I'm like, it's a phone.
Mm.
But yeah, so I never got to the point where I really like was struggling to use it. I think before that, I had an iPhone 3GS, and that was brink of death, and then I switched my phone.
Mm.
I tend to be the kind of person that like I would use it for as long as humanly possible and before I let it go.
I'm asking because it mentions here that Samsung had good growth because of their A series. So my phone's an A series.
Right.
And the only time I've ever had like a flagship phone, opted for a flagship phone, was maybe 8 years ago.
Oh.
With the S3. I think that's how old it was.
Okay.
And every time after that, I've gone for like the mid-range phones because I think like you said, like a phone is a phone is a phone. So yeah. As long as it does the basics, mm-hmm. I'm okay. But my benchmark for swapping out a phone is when WhatsApp takes time to sort of load.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like when you turn on like your basic functions like WhatsApp or Chrome or anything that you use on a daily basis.
Right.
And it takes more than 5 seconds to boot.
Right.
Then I'm like, okay, so maybe it's time to swap the phone, especially if it's like 3 or 4 years old, you know?
Yeah, I think for me, my breaking point is when if you're switching between apps and it takes 5 seconds for it to like get to that window where you want to switch apps, and then when you click on the app, there's like a long pause before it's hello, we're loading the app now. Mm. So that's like the point. Like I'm really, you know, trying to hold on to the technology as much as possible. And I think it's partially because I've used iPhones for a long time and they're expensive. So I try very hard to keep them functioning for as long as I humanly can before I have to let them go.
How important are cameras for you in your phone?
Pretty important. I don't know if anyone follows me on Instagram. I used to, less so now, but I used to post a lot of like food photos. And I'm the kind of person that likes taking photos of things or videos of things to like have memories and stuff like that. Mm, so that is quite important to me. Like camera is quite important to me. Storage is very, very important to me.
Yep, yep.
I think also for me, I don't ever see myself owning a non-Apple phone just because all of my stuff is Apple now. So that's, I'm kind of locked in there in terms of brands.
Mm. Do you have a price range for like moving forward? Like how much you wanna put down for a phone?
I mean, I get scared to mention prices when I think about Apple products.
Yep, yep, yep.
So I'm going to go ahead and say like I don't really have a strict plan to replace, so I'll think about it when I get there. You know what I mean? I don't want to think about the possibility of that much money right now.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just echoing the same thing. Like mid-range is my thing whenever possible. Yeah.
That's fair,
especially with Samsung's new lineup, but not even Samsung. Like a lot of brands have like their mid-range phones are sort of, they're really good as long as you're not looking for anything that's super advanced.
Yeah.
So that's my thing.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the like Chinese brands as well are doing pretty well too. So I think there is now like an element of, I mean, smartphones used to be such a luxury and now they're like, okay, like most people will have at least like a mid-range one, I think, at this moment. But what about you guys? Have you bought a new smartphone over the last year? Why or why not? Let us know on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio and also on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We have Brian Storm. I'm not sure if that's a typo or not, by the Arctic Monkeys coming up right now here on BFM 89.9.
Brewing frothy mocha. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with me, Christine Wong, and
Arvind Yuvraj.
And today we're asking you the question, have you bought a new smartphone over the past year? Why or why not? And we have a poll on Twitter.
The Twitter numbers are yes, brand new at 38.3%, yes, secondhand at 3.6%, no, bought new tech at 8.4%, and no, didn't buy at a huge 49.7%, almost 50%.
Mm.
We have a few messages. This comes from Arun, who says phones are getting ridiculously expensive.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. CC says it's ain't broken, don't replace it.
Mm-hmm.
Also true.
Fair enough.
We have a couple of WhatsApp messages. This comes from Loke, who says, no, I haven't bought a new phone as there was no such need.
Mm-hmm.
And WP Cheng says, yes, got new phone to top up memory. Surprise how seamless it is to transfer from one phone to another.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we've got an Instagram poll as well, which is just yes or no. So yes is at 34% and no is at 66%, which I feel is pretty similar to our Twitter poll.
Mm-hmm.
We've got quite a few responses here. So let's take a look. Nudge Me D says, my old iPhone 6S is still working just fine. No need to upgrade, which is very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Nala the Nala also says, mine still works. Patrick also says, nope, because my old one still works. E-7 says, rather invest in something more profitable. Fair enough. Roberto Caleja says, I don't need it. Terry Airy says, yes, my previous one was over 6 years old.
Ooh,
woof, well
bad.
Done. Akmal Takib says, no, not necessary. Ben9 Graphics says, waiting for 5G Gen 2 phones.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. And Stephen HSL says, yes, it was about time to change phones.
Not bad. Yeah.
It feels pretty split, but generally speaking, I think there's this element of like necessity, right? Like most of us are not changing phones on a dime.
Yep.
It's very like, okay, this is an investment. This is a necessity. I have to get this, you know.
Because it is expensive.
Yeah. I mean, on our Twitter poll, I voted for no but bought new tech, which is true. Because as you well know, my laptop was slowly reaching a level where I was not able to salvage it
anymore. The expiry date, yeah.
The expiry date. So I did get a new laptop over the past year, but not my phone. My phone's doing pretty well.
Yeah. Yes. It's nice to see how many people kept their phones for more than four, five, six years.
Honestly, in this age of planned obsolescence, it's very, very impressive the level to which we don't want to spend that much money that quickly, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that's really, really funny. Now, of course, we're not the only people who are talking about this today. We have an expert on the line. So we have Alexander Wong, the managing editor. My goodness. So sorry, Alexander. Managing editor of Soya Jinja on the line with us to speak to us about all this today. So Alex, what are your overall thoughts on the idea that smartphone sales have surged since the start of 2021 after a dip in 2020?
I think the overall growth for smartphones this year was something to be expected, as the initial slowdown was temporary in the first half of 2020. In the early stages of the pandemic, we have seen smartphone manufacturers delaying their product launches by a month or two, but we've seen shipments to be picking up towards the end of 2020. IDC has also forecasted that the global smartphone shipments will grow by 5.5% this year.
Mm-hmm. So here in Malaysia, what are the smartphone trends like? Like, do you see more people upgrading more or sticking to their old devices?
While we don't really get to see the regular stats of smartphone shipments for Malaysia, what we've observed is that we are seeing more people upgrading their phones more often. For the high-end segment, we're still seeing brands launching two flagship models each year, and things get more interesting for the low to mid-range market. Most smartphone manufacturers are launching a new model almost every 2 or 3 months, which brings new features and vast improvements, especially for the camera. Consumers in Malaysia are really spoiled for choice when it comes to phones priced under 1,200 ringgit, especially from brands like Xiaomi, Poco, Redmi and Realme. This year, we are seeing flagship features like high screen refresh rate, cameras with AI features, premium build quality that has been trickling down to the mid-range segment. Even today, you can already buy a 5G phone for less than 1,200 ringgit.
Mm. So, Alex, there also seems to be an uptick in secondhand phone sales lately. Do you see more people buying older phones in the future, or is it still a small segment of the market?
I think secondhand smartphone sales is still growing, and this is also driven by the increased sales of new phones. Whenever someone buys a new phone, they will want to trade in or sell off their current device. I don't see any reason why they want to keep the old phones unless they plan to hand it down to the kids. We're also seeing more retailers and brands doing trade-in campaigns, especially for flagship phone launches.
So from your experience in the tech space, what are some of the biggest factors that compel a customer to buy a new phone when they have a perfectly fine older phone, let's say about 2 to 3 years old?
There are a couple of reasons why people are driven to buy a new phone. In one segment, people have a strong affinity towards a brand and they're willing to get the latest shiny model that's launched. This not just for the high-end segment, because we're also seeing the similar trend for affordable market, including brands like Xiaomi and Poco. Another reason is simply the increase of demand of digital services. During the pandemic, we are seeing high adoption for e-wallet payments and of course the use of MySejahtera to check in. On top of that, people are also upgrading out of necessity. During the launch of Jandela, the government has also announced the sunset of 3G networks, and that means more people will have to upgrade to 4G phones by the end of this year. As of last year, there were about 1.74 million 3G users in Malaysia. Based on the last Jandela update, over 600,000 users have already migrated from 3G to 4G phones, and this is also heavily driven by the telcos as they are running aggressive campaigns to push their 4G device bundles.
Right. And our final question for you, Alex, is that a lot of mid-range phones have flooded the market lately, giving customers more options in terms of specs and pricing. Do you see more people moving towards mid-range affordable phones instead of premium flagship models?
While flagship phone sales are still going strong, the biggest growth and interest is still coming from the entry-level to mid-range segment. As I said earlier, mid-range phones are getting better and better each year and can get flagship features being offered on cheaper models. Even when 5G launches at the end of this year, consumers are no longer forced to buy an expensive phone just to enjoy faster speeds, because we will have a variety of affordable phones that are 5G ready.
Well, thank you very much. That was Alexander Wong, who is the managing editor of Soya Chincha, on the line with us to talk about smartphones. And if you want to hear more from him, he's actually going to be on a webinar with us on the 6th of May, 2021 on Facebook. He's going to be joined by Henry Tang, chief 5G scientist from Oppo, and Matt Armitage from Culturepop, and our very own Richard Bradbury will be moderating that webinar. Mm-hmm. That's the talk of tomorrow as well. So that'll be coming up on the 6th of May if you want to hear more from Alex later on. But I find a lot of things pretty interesting. I like the point about secondhand phones as well. Mm-hmm. How they're not, you know, it's not kind of as popular yet, but most of it seems to be, why would we throw it away, right?
Yeah.
It's more utility thing.
If they can like refurbish. We have a couple of companies here so that I think do that on like a large scale basis. Mm-hmm. Take like old phones and then sell them for like a slightly cheaper price, more affordable price.
Yeah.
And also he mentioned the trade-in stuff. So that's become a big thing with phone providers and phone companies, right? Yeah. Network providers and stuff. So you have a phone for what, a year plus, and then you can easily trade it in for like the next model. And then there's like an easy way to sort of tweak your monthly repayments as well. You have like a 12-month thing or, you know, 15-month thing. So I think all those reasons sort of make it easier for a lot of people to change their phones whenever they want.
Right. I mean, you asked me about the camera and stuff like that and what I sort of look for in my phone. What do you look for in a phone?
So the basics, it has to be fast. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want to wait for apps to load and stuff.
Right.
And that doesn't mean it has to be like that. It goes depending on what kind of storage it has and depending on what kind of, I don't think speed is a big thing depending mm-hmm. on what kind of build it has basically.
Right.
And the second thing is a good camera always helps. Like if the camera sort of, it's taking pictures that are visibly grainy or pixelated,
right,
then I sort of give up on that model. So the camera is very, very important. But the second thing is it just has to be swift. It has to be like fluid and fast and not lagging at any moment. And what I mean is not like the moment I buy it. It means that the phone has to like keep up enough.
Right.
At least for a year and a half to 2 years.
Right, I see. No, definitely. And you know, I think it's one of those things where there are new phones coming out all the time, it seems, right? Like new iterations or new new versions of the phone that you already have are coming out all the time. I mean, Apple's WWDC is coming up in June, I believe. And already, you know, people are speculating about, okay, what are they going to release next? What are they going to do now? I know that they've just released their desktops in like multiple colors and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, going back to like the good throwback.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's not just that, it's not just white and rose gold and silver anymore. Now they've got like red and blue and all these fun colors. So I think there's a lot of speculation on, you know, what's the next new model? Like what's the next new thing? What more can they do? I'm kind of sitting here like, if there are new phones coming out, it's never going to happen because this is no longer the industry standard. Can we bring back the 35mm headphone jack, please?
Oh.
Please?
Oh, yeah.
I would like that so much.
Yeah.
I would like that so much for that to come back. It's not going to.
You never know. Like, phones kept shrinking for a long time and people wanted the smallest phone that they could find. And all of a sudden, now we want the biggest phone that we could find. Mm. Like, screen size is a huge thing because of stuff like Netflix and streaming and YouTube. Mm-hmm. So you never know. We could get the need for headphone jacks again in some form.
Storage space, camera, and then on my, like, dream wish list, bring back the headphone jack, please. Anyway, that is that's our question that's running through today, which is, have you bought a new smartphone over the last year? Why or why not? Let us know on Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio and also on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Now here is REM with Radio Free Europe here. And after that, we'll come back with the KLCI update courtesy of Arvin.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.